You reached Clear Cover's emergency roadside assistance. My name is Journey. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, are you calling from a safe location?
Well, we're on the side of a road. It's semi-safe. We're pulled off as far over as we can, what we can get right now.
Okay, and what's the policyholder's first name?
Joseph Fatt.
Can you spell that, please?
J-O-S-E-P-H-A-T.
Okay, and what's the policyholder's last name?
Batok, it's B as in boy, I, T as in Tom, O-K.
Okay, and what's the phone number that's registered to the policy?
417-763-0704.
Okay, and would you want to receive text updates with the status of your service?
That'd be fine, but I need to give you a different number because the phone's about to die.
Okay.
So you can text the updates to 417-895-0007.
Okay.
And that's the number of, like, the tow truck, if they need to text us or contact us, they're going to have to use that, the 0007 as well.
Okay. And what's your policy number?
Yeah, policy number is M as in Mary, 0145818.
Okay, and that's M as in Mary, 0145818.
Yeah.
Okay. One moment.
I told you to pull over. Like, you gotta, like, pull over.
Yeah. No,
you've never had a flat tire like this, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tried to get over to you, telling me stop.
What?
I was trying to get over.
Yeah, you gotta pull over and stop all at the same time, sweetheart. Because it'll bend the rim. Watch out.
And what's the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It is a 2016 Chevy Traverse.
Okay, and what color is it?
Silver.
Okay, and what's going on with the vehicle?
We've got a flat tire.
Okay, do you have a spare?
Nope, I don't think so. Joseph, is there a spare under the truck? Oh, yes, we do have a spare. It's up underneath our truck, but we don't have the tools to be able to get it off, and I don't think this is going to be a safe location to change a tire.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you don't have the tool, we would have to tow you. I will have to ask a few questions so they send the correct tow truck. Is your vehicle modified mm-hmm. lower to the ground?
Is it what?
Is it modified lower to the ground?
Is it modified or low to the ground?
Modified lower to the ground.
I don't think so. Like, I don't know what that means, but I mean, we've not modified it in any type of a way.
Okay. Does it still go into neutral?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it four-wheel or all-wheel drive?
No.
No.
Okay.
And Joseph. Are you sure that there is a tire up underneath the...
And I will have to advise if anyone needs to ride with the tow company, they may have to secure their own transportation. And what's the location of where you are?
Well, so we pushed the option because we're literally in the middle of nowhere. Like, we pushed the option, like, for you guys to be able to pinpoint our location.
Okay.
We are probably, I mean, I know that we're heading towards Popular Bluff. We're on Highway 60. I can probably tell you we are
on US 60 East for 38 miles.
We are 55 miles outside of Poplar Bluff on Highway 60 heading east.
Okay, I'll have to send a text message to get your latitude and longitude coordinates, and as soon as you get the text, you would have to click the link and read the coordinates back.
Okay, let's see. I see it right here. I just received it. Oh, yeah, Joseph. Yeah, we're going to have to. Okay, so the latitude is 36.960290. And the longitude is negative 91.203572.
Okay, one moment.
Watch out, baby. These trucks are coming up. That's so scary.
And what's the address that we're going to tow you back to?
It would just be the nearest place. I don't know. Like, again, I don't know this area. My husband says that we have a spare tire, but if they could, we don't have the tools for it to change the tire. And they'd have to get us to a surface where they could change it because we're, like, where we're at, it's not safe. There's too many semis. We're sitting on a curve, and there's too many semis coming up and around right now.
Okay, so if you're wanting to get towed to a shop, you would have to contact the shop and make sure that it's okay. We drop the vehicle there.
I don't even think we need towed to a shop. I think we just need some place on a flat surface where they can help change our tire.
Okay.
We're sitting on the. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You'll have to give us an address of where to tow you to.
Oh, my. I don't know where we are. Let's see. We are... I don't know. I guess I don't. Can they not tell us when they get here where is the closest location?
No, ma'am. You would have to let us know where you would want to go so we can call a tow truck. I am showing you're on Highway 60 in Fremont, Missouri.
Okay, is there anything in Fremont, Missouri?
I'm not really sure, because we're located in Alabama.
Okay, let me see, because I'm like, I am not from this area, so I know nothing about this area. Oh my God, there's a freaking... station. And you're showing us in Fremont?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it looks like Van Sinclair is going to be the next town. There's a gas station. Can they just tow us to it? And they're able to help change our tire, correct?
You would have to call back in for a tire change, because you're only allowed one service at a time.
So the tow truck can tow us up there, and then we've got to turn around and call again to see if somebody can come change our tire?
Well, yes, ma'am, but if you're getting towed to a gas station, it would be an out-of-pocket expense, because the insurance only covers it if it's going to the nearest repair facility.
Okay, can you, and you're not able to tell me where the nearest repair facility is at either?
I can try to look up one moment.
Thanks. Joseph, what do you want to do? Like, you're not even listening. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So
they can come and
listen. They can't come and just change your tire. Well, one, you can't change a tire here. There's no way that you can change a tire here, I don't think.
Why can you not change a tire? You just lift it up and change a tire.
Okay, are we still on concrete? You have to be on a flat surface to be able to lift up your car. It can't be in the grass or in the dirt. It's got to be on concrete.
It's concrete, yeah.
So that's when they have a place to put a jack chain.
Yeah, they do.
And I don't know if they'll change it on the side of a road like this, because semis are going past just like that. I'll ask. If not, they have to tow us someplace to a repair shop, or we have to pay for the tow out of our pocket. So I need you listening to what's going on. Okay, listen, because I don't know what decision you want me to make. And we're going to turn it on. I'm too hard. We're going to have to turn the car on. It's freaking 100 freaking degrees, man. I hope you're on it. Close the door and come listen, because I need to know what to do.
I can change it. Just say,
Joseph. Mute your phone.
Ma'am?
Yes.
And my husband is asking, are they able, instead of towing it, are they able just to help change our tire?
They wouldn't be able to change the tire on a highway. You would have to move off the highway for them to be able to change it.
No, she's saying we can't send him on the edge of the road. It doesn't matter.
And you would have to have the special tool as well to remove it from under the vehicle.
See, and we don't have that. So yeah, we're gonna have to be towed to someplace where they can. To the next service station where they can take care of it, because we don't have that to be able to remove it.
And
we are going to have to be towed someplace where they can then at least remove the tire for us, because we don't have this special tool to be able to release the tire.
Okay. I did look up repair facilities in Fremont. There's one called Hills Body Shop, but you would have to call them to get an address, because there's not an address listed. Their phone number is 573-322.
Hold on just 1 second. I'll call it. Hold on. 1573.
323-8320.
8320. Okay, just a call and get an address. Okay. And then they can just take us then they're able to take us. The tow truck would be able to take us to this place in Van Buren?
Yes, ma'am. If they give us an address and let us know that we can drop it there.
Okay, we're actually calling on another phone right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God, they're not even open.
Okay, it says on Google there are. Let's see. There's another one, but they also don't have an address listed. It's Crafton Auto Repair, and I can give you their phone number.
Okay, sure. What's the number?
573-323-8575.
Okay, and you said 573-323-8575? 573-323-8575. Beautiful. Okay, 573-323-8575. Okay, let me try getting them and getting an address. Okay, and now I don't have signal on that phone. This is crazy. Everybody in the town closes. Are you kidding me? Is there anything else in that town? Because they are not open either. I think these are like small little towns. It doesn't seem like anything.
Let me see. One second.
Anything is open.
Okay, I see one more on here that says that they're supposed to be open.
Okay.
They're called Mike and Ike. They also don't have an address listed, and it says their number is 573-870-0410.
All right, let me see. Did the other one say they're supposed to be open too?
Yes, the other ones that I gave you, it says that they're supposed to be open today.
Oh, my word. This is crazy. No, they're not open. Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Did you get it, Chelsea? Nope, they are not open either. Are there any other ones within a decent distance to us?
No, ma'am. The rest of them say that they're closed around you.
Oh, my gosh. Is there anything back in Winona? Because I think we just went through Winona. This is crazy. Wow. This is just ridiculous. You get it?
Yeah.
You got the tire?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, here's someone calling. This is Miss Jean.
Hi, that's Mike. Doing this call for
me. Hi. Yes, sir. I'm actually on the phone with my my insurance company. We are sitting outside of Van Buren, and we're just needing to be towed someplace to get our tire changed. But they were saying before they could take us anywhere, we had to get the okay from a repair shop to be towed to that location.
There's nowhere in town that changes tires on Saturday. Van Buren now.
There's no place that changes a tire?
No, they're only open till noon.
Oh, my word.
Yep. Do you have a spare tire or anything?
Well, we do. However, like, we're on Highway 60, like, right outside of Van Buren, and I don't know if where we're sitting, if it's safe, like we're off on the side of the road. So I just don't know if it's safe to be able to change a tire here or not.
Yeah, the closest place to get a tire is going to be Walmart Papa Bluff on Saturday.
Oh, it's like another 50 miles. Do you change tires by any chance?
I mean, I can change tires if you have all the stuff to change it with. You can make sure you got your tools to get your tire out from underneath of them. There's so many different styles of tools to have.
Yep, we actually already got the tire out from underneath our truck. So, I mean, we've got that. I just think the location, I don't know. You know, I mean, we're not mechanical people. So how much would you charge us to come in and change the tire?
What's on?
It is on a Chevy Traverse.
Gotcha. Oh, let me see if I can't find the guy. One of my guys first before I say that.
Okay.
Make sure they're somewhere in the area. I'm not sure where they're at this time.
Okay. All right. Yep.
I'll call you right back.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I guess we might call back if we can't get this guy to change it. But he's like, I'm sure, I don't know if you were able to hear him or not, but he said that the only place it's going to be changing a tire that we would be able to be towed to is going to be Poplar Bluff. And that's like over 50 miles away.
Okay, all right. I can have it canceled out for now. If he's not able to do it, you could call us back and everything is saved in the system from here.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.